Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the DVC Show. Coming up this week, we're going to talk about the reopening of Aulani. Coming up next. Hello, everyone. Welcome. Coming to you from the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida. I'm your host, Pete Werner. Joined this week via Skype by my good friends from the DVC store, Mr. Jerry Saito.
Hello, everybody.
Mr. Paul Krieger.
Aloha.
And back in the production nook, Mr. Corey Fiascanaro.
Welcome home.
What is left of what is the production nook right now? And will not be probably in the next week or two.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting.
Yep.
It's going to be interesting. So, well, welcome, folks. Hope your week is off to a good start. As usual, before we get started, if you are in the market to purchase a DVC resale, reach out to our friends over at dvcstore.com, or you can give them a call, 1-800-550-6493. They can help you with buying a DVC resale, selling your resale, helping you upgrade to another contract or adding on more points, renting out your points, or renting points if you want to try DVC before you buy. All of that they can help you with, 1-800-550-6493. Okay, so now, as of the date we are recording this, Aulani has not opened yet because we do pre-record these shows, but the date that it goes up, it opened yesterday. And Aulani has been closed since March. I switched to Jerry.
Do that again.
Do that again, Jerry.
Hello, everybody.
Oh,
who's ready for some Aulani?
You don't have to stop going.
Yeah, don't leave your day job. Don't leave your day job.
That was a missed chord there. Sorry about that, everybody.
I would say so. But yeah, Aulani is now, as of the time this goes up, Aulani is reopened. And the big question is, are you willing to go? Now there are a number of things to consider with going to Aulani, not the least of which is the length of the plane ride, during COVID, and dueling opinions by experts on whether or not, how well or how efficient COVID can spread on an airplane. There are those who say that because of the air being constantly filtered and some of the changes that the airlines have made, it is a safer form of transportation than some others might be. There are experts that give a very differing opinion to that. So I've read both sides. That coupled with the fact that you are, depending on where you're flying from, especially if you're flying from the East Coast, that's a good 10 hour flight, getting over to Oahu. Then there is the restrictions that are in place in the state of Hawaii that unless I believe, and someone correct me if I'm wrong, unless you can produce a negative COVID test result with, that was done within 72 hours of arrival, you have to quarantine for 2 weeks when you get to Hawaii. Am I correct on that, Paul?
Correct. Quarantine for 2 weeks or until that test result comes in. If there's a little bit of a delay there in terms of, that's the other risk, is that you have to get it done within 72 hours. And in some cases, we've seen them take longer. And so you would have to then quarantine until that test result came in and you got that to the state of Hawaii.
So, you know, we've got that. In terms of, you know, taking the travel piece out of it, right, which is like, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? Taking the travel piece out of it, based on how Disney has handled the reopening of the hotels here in Florida, that piece I've got no problem with. I've got zero issues. I would have zero issues with going to Aulani right now. But unfortunately, you can't really get to Aulani unless you're going to get on a plane. And that is a line I'm not ready to cross. But let me open it up to you guys. What do you think? Are you ready to go? Are you willing to go to Aulani right now?
I would say no at this moment personally. And again, that's an emphasis on the travel. You know, if I'm traveling all that way to Aulani, I want the full experience. It would be my first trip to Aulani, so that also has a bearing on the decision. But I think there's too many unknowns right now with the risk of that that COVID test. You know, even with testing right now, there's the risk of false positives. There's the risk of it getting delayed. All of those things factor in. And if you are taking a week with your family, if you only have so much vacation time, you want to make sure you maximize that. And also, the experience is going to be different right now. The Aulani Resort has announced that certain things will remain closed, similar to what we're seeing at Walt Disney World and other places. So I would want the full experience. To travel all that way, I would want more from that. But as Pete, as you said, I completely agree that Disney's going to do a top-notch job. They've already mentioned all of the procedures and cleaning. They've actually come out with an Aulani app now that will allow you to do digital online check-in, similar to what we're seeing at Walt Disney World. So all of that coupled together, I think they're going to do a class act. And if you're okay, and if you're flexible enough to go through those procedures that Hawaii has put in place, then more power to you. Go. I think you'll still have a great time.
Jerry?
Yeah, I would agree. I probably would not go myself, but I think there are some that there is an opportunity to enjoy the resort. And travel rates are not terribly high right now because the airline companies are struggling. So I looked from Orlando to Oahu, and it was $466 to get out of there, which is a fantastic rate. But there are those risks involved with the COVID test that you have to get done. And you know, what happens if that doesn't work out? Would you be able to reschedule? It just seems like a challenge versus more stress than a vacation. So I probably would not do it now, but it is tempting, you know.
Fiasco?
So I would heavily consider it, but like you guys mentioned, that is quite the flight. So what I think would push me over the edge to say yes, going to Aulani right now is definitely something that I would want to do. And mind you, I have never been to Aulani, so I'm not speaking from experience. This would be my first trip to Aulani. So I wouldn't want it to not be under good circumstances. But what I would definitely, what would definitely make me consider it more is if Disneyland was open. If I could travel from here to Disneyland for a short period of time, say like a 3-day layover, and then experience Disneyland a little bit, relax there, and then get that flight from Disneyland to Aulani, which is much more manageable as far as time goes. That would sound great to me as well. I mean, again, never been to Aulani, but from what I see, what it looks like, it's not a hustle and bustle vacation like you're going to expect from Walt Disney World. So you're going to be able to really kind of take it in away from other people, opposed to, you know, being in the theme parks, being around a lot of people. I feel like, you know, I'll be able to be very socially distanced for most of the vacation at Aulani. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Again, I've never been there, but it seems like that's the type of vibe I'm getting.
And well, most of Aulani is going to be an outdoor type of, I mean, you've got the pool, you've got the beaches, you've got the island itself where you can just go and explore. So I feel like social distancing when you're there is probably going to be great. You know, the way Disney's going to have their reopening is probably going to be, you know, just like they have for Orlando. I think it's going to be a fantastic vacation when you're there. It's the getting there part is the challenge.
Right.
So yeah, Jerry, I'm looking at flights now. And United, in fact, looking at, you know, November 1st through the 8th, United is in fact doing $466 round trip in economy. That is from Orlando could be as much as a 13, almost 14 hour flight. So obviously there are layovers, but United is also packing their planes. Cause I looked at Delta for those same dates, and Delta's running it. Delta's 1400 round trip in coach. Delta's also not packing their planes. So, you know, it's 6 of 1. I mean, look, don't get me wrong. I love Aulani. I would love nothing more than to go back to Aulani. But, you know, I still won't eat inside a restaurant. So I don't know if I'm not going to eat in a restaurant. I don't imagine myself being on a plane anytime soon. And it's killing me because this is the first year in a decade that I haven't traveled extensively. You know, I was supposed to be in Egypt in the spring and had cruises scheduled. Supposed to be out in California. Supposed to be out in California right now, I believe. All those things got canceled. Fiasco, what were you going to say?
So, I mean, by the time this goes up, I would have already – at the filming of this video, I'm getting ready to check into Saratoga Springs this weekend for a short little staycation. And when I'm there, I'll check out Senses. I'm not sure of the exact spa policy right now, but when I called back in July, they were going to allow me to make a reservation for October, which is when we're recording this video. But the policy was obviously mask the whole time. So – by the time this goes up, you can check the DBC fan Facebook group if you're not already a member, but I'll definitely post on there once I know for sure what the current spa mask policy is. But that's another huge draw for me to go to Alani because I love spas. And I'm sure, again, not from experience, but the spas there are probably amazing.
Oh, no, I will tell you now, the spa at Alani is unlike anything you're going to find here in Orlando and unlike anything you're going to find in most places.
Yeah.
You know, it's on the same level as what you experience on Disney Cruise Line, which you've never done.
Yeah, also
that either. So, I mean, poor, poor thing. Yeah, just hasn't done anything. Jerry,
I would also like to note that even if the spa is closed, and let's say you do go to Alani, your soul is massaged when you're on the island of Oahu. Like, just in general, you don't even need to walk into a spa. You can just be there, breathe the air, see the plumeria flowers dropping out of the sky. Smell the ocean breeze. Like, it is, it's the most beautiful place on earth, at least that I've ever seen. I digress. Sorry about that.
I would also like to say, because every single time we bring up Disney Cruise Line, I always say, the only cruise I've been on was on a military vessel. I've also been to Hawaii. I was actually in Hawaii for 2 straight weeks, then went back out to sea on a military vessel, and then came back for a week. So I spent almost a month in Hawaii, but it was all on military duty.
You can say Navy ship.
Yeah.
A military vessel. Like, you know, were you CIA? Yeah. I mean,
speaking of cruising though, I just saw, they're bringing back the cruise to Hawaii in 2022. And that is something that I have my eye on. I would love to be able to hop on that Disney cruise to Hawaii and then stay at Alani.
Okay. Let me, at the point that we're recording this, it is right before Disney opens up early 2022 sailings on Disney Cruise Line, and everybody's it's like Groundhog Day for me, and for travel agents in general. They announce they're doing a Hawaii sailing. Everybody loses their minds. Then they see the price. Two things are going to happen. Then they see the price of these sailings. And they're like, oh, my God. And all of a sudden, not so interested. Then you have the group. That's one group. Then the group who says, okay, you know, yes, absolutely, I'm booking them. They put their deposit down. Then comes time for final payment. And all of a sudden, you have this massive wave of cancellations. Keep in mind, there is only one cruise ship that is able to just sail the Hawaiian Islands. And that is Norwegian's Pride of America. And I will tell you something. As crappy as that ship was nothing to write home about. That sailing I did, where I did a week at Alani and a week on sailing the Hawaiian Islands, oh my God, that was incredible. Actually, we did a week at Turtle Bay, then did the sailing, and then spent like 4 days at Alani. Was incredible. But outside of that, you've got to sail out of a U.S. port, stop in a foreign port, and then go to Hawaii. The reason you have – that's why a lot of times these will go out of Vancouver, because that becomes their foreign port. They'll do it shoulder with the Alaska cruises, because then it becomes – that becomes their foreign port. Otherwise, they can't sail only in U.S. waters. then they, if they did, then they'd have to pay, you know, U.S. wages to everybody on the ship. That'd have to be a minimum wage. That'd have to be overtime guarantees and all that stuff. And that's why all of these ships are flagged in foreign ports, because they don't have to adhere to U.S. employment policy. So I realized that was a very geeky thing that just came out of me about when you mentioned the Hawaii cruises. Yes, they are beautiful, beautiful cruises, and Disney does a great job. They're ridiculously expensive, though. So a little tip, word to the wise, every single time they've done these cruises, right after final payment, when all these cruises cancel, there are deals available. So if you look at the price point of a Hawaii cruise and you're like, absolutely not, wait. As long as you're willing to travel within, 60 days, 45 days? Because that's when they're going to release those. They're going to release those last minute. But yeah, totally off topic, but needed to be said. But that is that's a great way to experience Aulani, though. I love Hawaii. I love Oahu is my favorite island. I've been to Maui. I've been to Kauai. I've been to the Big Island. And for me, it's Oahu. I like that it has everything, something for everybody. So you've got that Aulani area, which is in the Ko'olina Resort. And that's very kind of golfy, clubby, upscale. You have Waikiki, which is their concrete jungle, but that's where you have all the upscale shopping and, you know, a lot of the nightlife and restaurants. Then you have the North Shore, which is that incredible original. It's like old Hawaii, right? It's not overdeveloped beach towns, and driving the island is amazing. But Paul, you look like you're ready to say something.
I was just going to ask everyone, do you think we might see some sweeteners thrown out there, even for DVC members, to entice them to travel to Aulani right now? We're recording this before the reopening, but I can only imagine that there is going to be a little bit of a struggle to really convince tourism to reboom over in Hawaii because of travel restrictions. So I wonder what we might see as enticements to get people over there.
Stop and look at where we are right now, right? So for the fall, Disney released some pretty extensive discounts for, you know, October through December. DVC is offering the 40% off friends and family rate, up to 40% off friends and family for DVC members to book cash reservations. Kind of unusual. And that's here in Orlando, where they don't have as much of a challenge right now, getting people down here as they would getting them out to Hawaii. So I think it's all but guaranteed we're going to see something. I know there are some offers right now. I think 30% off offer for Aulani at the moment in general. But I think you are definitely going to see some sweeteners. I don't know that Disney's going to do this, but, you know, United started a service where they would do you have to pay for it. It's like $300, but you could do rapid COVID testing at the airport prior to getting on the plane to go to Hawaii. And so you literally get it right then and there. I think we're going to see a lot more of that. And I think you're going to see Disney might try bundling, doing deals where it's bundling COVID test, flight, Aulani in one package. You know, keep in mind, Disney does book bulk air, it's in the industry, it's called bulk air. They will book air. It's not always the best way to get your airline ticket, because part of it is they may change your flights. They may change your carrier. They may change your airports, because they're constantly adjusting those after you buy them. They're constantly adjusting to try and get the price down for themselves, not for you. But it wouldn't surprise me. Look, we've said this with all of it. They're going to have to get creative with how they fill these resorts, these parks, and we're going to see a constant evolution as the business reality continues to unfold. because nobody knows what next month is going to look like, let alone next year, right? Nobody knows. So we're going to see, we're going to see their business strategy evolve depending on what the reality is on the ground. And, you know, Disney can be pretty creative. They can be pretty creative. So, but, you know, at this point, you know, do we know what the occupancy is at Aulani? It's probably going to cap at 25 the way they are here, I would imagine. I haven't heard specifically, but I would imagine they're going to cap it at 25%. So they can get away with certain discounts to get to 25%. If they want to start getting to 50% or above, they're going to have to do something. So, yeah, I think we will. But what those are going to be, I don't know. I don't know. So I just hope it goes well. I hope, just like the rest of us, can't wait till this isn't a thing, right? Till this isn't a thing anymore. But in the meantime, I will hold fast to my memories of being at Aulani until I can get back out there again, in all seriousness. I just like, you know.
Gary,
what's that?
Gary, you should play us out.
Play us out with a little tune? I wish I could. I know a couple chords.
Yeah, okay.
I bought it because it's a beauty. Let's see. Here's a little ukulele I got when I was in Maui. So there you go.
That's it's pretty.
Made of koa, which only grows in Hawaii.
Yep, koa wood. Love koa wood.
I need you to play Somewhere Over the Rainbow on your ukulele. As Pete.
I'm really okay. I'm really, really, really okay. But all right,
don't
folks,
worry.
That's going to do it. That's going to do it for our show for this week. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you again next week with another edition of the DVC Show. Have a great week, folks.